Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and thanks again for tuning in to another episode of the fabulous medium, Dustin Livers. And this is your host, Dustin Livers. I hope you guys are all doing well. Had a wonderful week so far. TGIF, thank God it's Friday. It is 11 a.m. where I am, and this week has definitely been busy for me. So again, for those of you who follow me on social media, I have all of the platforms, the major ones, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all of that. I have been busy securing my new internship site. So now I will be a counselor at the Bowen Center, which is a big thing in Indiana. They have many sites, and I am in a small town called Plymouth, Indiana. So to give you an idea of what Plymouth looks like, imagine lots of cornfields with space in between them and one small building in between all the space and cornfields, and you have the Bowen Center, which is the only mental health facility in Plymouth. So it has been quite an experience so far, seeing the farm folk and the good people of Plymouth, Indiana. So, you know, that has been a really interesting experience. You know? And it's especially so when you ask them about spirituality, you know, in my typical intake, or when you meet with clients, you ask, you know, what is your spiritual belief system, you know, do you want that integrated into counseling? And I've heard responses of, I don't even know what that means. So I was like, oh, well, you know, taking it back a notch. Well, spirituality could take many different forms, you know. And then, of course, the typical response is, well, you know, I suppose I believe in God, or, you know, I'm a Christian to some extent. You know, that's the typical answers we receive over there. So that's been interesting. And now I'm getting ready to work this weekend. So we're kicking that off with this radio show called Psychics and Mediums. And so I really wanted to talk about the difference between the two and to really make sure people understand that we cannot judge what is the best healing experience for someone. You know, I've seen it so many times from people's beliefs that mediums tend to be better healers than psychics, or that people get a better healing experience through a mediumship reading than they would through a psychic reading. And I'm here to talk about how that just simply isn't true. People can benefit from both. Some people are okay with who's passed. You know, they have no regrets between them and their deceased loved ones. Everything was said between the two of them, and they're at peace with that. And so when clients come to see me for a psychic reading, a lot of them will say, oh, I have nobody who's passed that I really want to talk to. And while I don't really believe that, you know, I'm sure we'd all like to hear from our loved ones who passed. I get that just about every week somebody says that. And so clearly this person's okay with their loved ones that have passed, and they just want some good psychic advice or some insight into their life to get them going, or to make sure that they're, you know, just on the right track. And that's, again, okay. Again, people, I see this every week. Somebody will say that to me. Oh, I booked a psychic reading because I don't want to talk to anyone, and I just want to know what's going on in my life. And that is a healing experience, to be able to validate for someone that they're going on a good path for themselves, and that they're doing something in the world. And something that their soul has called to them to do, you know. And so I really want to make sure people understand that. You cannot judge what is best for someone or say that mediums are somehow better than psychics, you know. And a common phrase that I talked about in my little diagram here today, and I do want to let everyone know I will be doing a very short psychic reading to show that it's useful and that it can actually do something for somebody. But a common phrase that we see in the spiritual world, in the field, is that all mediums are psychic, but not all psychics are mediums. And I hate that phrase. I really hate it. Because it makes it seem that mediums are somehow better than psychics, because they can do both. They should really tweak that phrase to say all mediums have some psychic ability, but not as good or as developed as professional psychics. You know? Because psychics and mediums are different, you know. And while most mediums do psychic readings, myself included, there are some things that I just cannot do. I just do not have the same proficiency as some people who do psychic readings only, you know, exclusively psychic readings, such as I cannot find lost items, okay? Do not ask me to find your lost rings or animals or whatever it may be, socks from the dryer, you know. I seriously have no idea where those things go, but do not ask me where they are. You're not going to get an accurate answer, you know. Also, and a little more of a serious note here, I cannot help with missing people unless they're unfortunately deceased. As of today, I've only helped with about 2 or 3 missing people cases, and all of them have turned out to be deceased. The other ones that I've tried to connect to, I just cannot. And so I don't know what the future may hold for that, but as of now, I feel that I can only connect to spirits to help, you know, somewhat find their body or talk about what happened to them. But I just cannot get it psychically. I'm sorry. That's just not going to happen. So I really don't want people to think that mediums are better than psychics or that mediumship readings are somehow more healing than psychic readings. Because looking at someone's soul or their emotional baggage or their family relationships, you know, being able to feel those and describe them and validate for them that they're not crazy. You know, I've had people come into my office and they'll say, I'm having a bad relationship with my sister or brother, you know, a sibling. That happens often, unfortunately. I see it. I see it very often. But, and then they'll say, you know, they'll validate that. And then I'll go in and I'll say, well, I really feel like they're lying or that they're, you know, just saying things that aren't true or they're doing things this other way. And they'll say, oh, my God, I felt the same thing, but they kept telling me no, or I thought I was overreacting or I thought I was crazy. That's validating their feelings. You know, they're very personal, very raw, very real feelings that they doubt themselves because of this relationship that's going on. And that is psychic, people. That is not a mediumship reading. That is a psychic reading. That's connecting to their own energy there. And that is very healing, you know. I really have issues when people try to exalt mediums over psychics. And I see it all the time in the mediumship world. In the therapeutic world, even, you know, people will say, oh, well, I have a better better chance of recommending a client to a medium than I would a psychic. You know, I even hear that from therapists, you know. And while, you know, mediums may be a little more well-known, or they may have at least a little bit of a better rep than a psychic. You know, you picture a gypsy with a crystal ball. When you think of a medium, you think of Teresa Caputo, you know, a little more out of the kind of gloomy look or the mysterious look of a gypsy, you know, with a crystal ball, or John Harland or John Edwards, you know, the bigger names, because TV has exalted the mediums. They haven't really looked at the psychics. The only one I can think of is Sylvia Brown, you know, and she got famous through Montel, the Montel Williams show. But, you know, she's the only one I can think of. So people really haven't had the same exposure to real professional and healing psychics that they have, you know, watching mediums on TV. I think that's also part of the issue there. So I want to demonstrate for you guys a psychic reading, just a very brief one here. I want to tell you my own personal style. So my style of readings, I don't like people to tell me what's going on. Okay, so I'm big on validation. I like to just feel what's going on in the energy, and I bring it up, and then the client validates. And then we look a little bit deeper, and I see what's going on and what I'm feeling, and then, yeah, the client validates. That's my own personal style. I think when a client tries to tell me what's going on, then my feelings and my intuition get colored, and it's not all being directed by the energy anymore. Now my logical mind is kicking. Okay, so the whole goal of a reading is to put my logical mind to the side and just feel the energy and see where it's going, you know. So that's my own personal style there. So we're going to see who's on the line, where they're calling from, and then I'm going to demonstrate a very short psychic reading, and we'll see what's going on here. So you guys can really see that it's also a validated healing experience and can add a lot of insight, you know, that a mediumship reading may not necessarily touch on. So let's see what's going on here. Hello, you're on the Fabulous Medium. That's Eliza. Who am I talking to?
Hello. Hello.
Hi. Hello, hi, yeah, you're on the air.
Hi, yes, I'm surprised. Wow. Well, I'm happy also,
okay.
But give me some insight of what you see around the energy around me.
Okay, great, yeah, but before I do that, who am I talking to and where are you calling from?
I'm sorry, my name is Maddie, and I'm here
Maddie.
In Georgia.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Maddie and Georgia, hi, how are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. And yourself? I know you're
wonderful.
Great.
Wonderful, yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, Maddie, well, give me a second here to connect, and then we'll see what's going on, okay?
Okay.
Let me see here. Okay, so I'm aware of a bunch of different things happening here, so I'm going to try to separate all of them.
Okay.
Okay, let me see here. So the first thing I'm aware of a younger male here. So typically this is a son. So do you actually have a son here?
I have a grandson.
Okay. Let me see here. For some reason, I'm very aware of this young man's energy. This one's very energetic here. Is this like this boy has a lot of energy here?
Yes, very
you know
energized.
About
yes. Yes.
Okay. Because I'm very aware of this kid's energy. Let me see here. So I'm also seeing my symbol for he's like leaving or something, or like going somewhere. Where does that connect? Is he like going on a trip, or is like he moving? I'm aware of him like going somewhere.
That I'm not aware of, because right now he's with his biological father, and I have not seen him within a month, maybe a little over a month, because school session started.
Okay.
And now whether they're going to take him away, I have no clue. But the mother did mention, which is my daughter, she did mention taking him away next year.
Oh, I see. So they're wanting to get him to go somewhere. Is that correct? Like you're saying they're trying to get him to go somewhere with the mom or something? Because I'm aware of him like leaving, like going, you know, like out of the house, like somewhere, like to like a different location or something. You know what I mean? It's
yes, yes, he did leave his mother's house to go live with his father back in August.
So this was
the early part of August, late July, early part of August. He did leave his mother's house to go live with his father. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So let me see here, because I just feel all this energy going on with him, and yeah, he's been like relocated or whatever. He like went somewhere. Let me see here. Because right now, I'll be totally honest with you, the energy doesn't feel balanced or settled. I feel very, like, bouncy. You know?
I believe that.
So,
I believe that, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I feel like he'll, like, be able to, like, kind of chill out here and, like, get his energy together. But obviously there's been a lot of personal things going on with him. But I do feel like he'll start to kind of settle down here as time goes on. Now, where does the out-of-state connection come in? So are the parents, one of them's like in-state and the other one's like out-of-state or something? Because I'm aware of out of state.
No, they still live. They live in the same state. Just well, I guess I would say half an hour away from each other. Different.
Okay.
Different.
I'm aware
counties.
Of something. Okay, so I'm aware of my symbol for out of state. So I don't know what
out
that
of state?
Means. Is the mom trying to take him on a trip out of state? Is that the trip? Or
she mentioned the other day, take him on a trip out of state, yes. Like, well, I don't know, like somewhere fun, like Disney World or where have you.
Oh, okay.
She didn't mention that.
I'm
and I say, oh, and I say, I said to her, I say, oh, is that going to be like for, you know, Christmas break or whatever? She said, no, not one. It'll be next year.
Okay.
2019.
I actually see a plus sign next to the trip out of state, which is my symbol that is going to be a positive thing and it's going to work out here. But so tell her that, yeah, I see that trip being pretty good and I think she can make it happen.
Okay.
But Maddie, I have to be honest with you. When I feel your energy connected to this, it weighs very heavy on my heart. I feel a little bit of sadness here. So I'm not sure what that is about here, but I definitely feel that in my heart. So do you not get to, like, see him very often, or do you, like, want him to, like, be with your daughter? Because, like, I feel like my energy is sad. Connected to this.
Well, yeah, it has been a situation where my daughter, her attitude she has a heart. I try to show her wisdom, but she does not receive what I have to say, and she has her significant other living with her and the grandson and my daughter's significant other, they do not get along well. It's a lot of chaos. It's always back and forth, a lot of drama. And so my daughter's significant other, he said something, called my grandson biological father, and said something which I thought was very not, I guess he meant it at the time, if you don't come get your son, I'm going to kill him. And my grandson biological father took it very seriously, and so he reported it.
Yeah, I would
and
take that seriously, too.
Yeah, and that's why that my grandson is out of his mother's home. So, because his biological father, they cannot be in contact with one another until he leaves the home. And so my daughter sort of let my grandson go with his father, and the man, the significant others, they actually put him in jail. They actually did.
Oh my goodness.
And locked him up because of what he said, and they did an investigation, and now he cannot have contact with my grandson, until he leaves the home. And that's kind of saddened me because it makes me feel like she chose the man over her son.
I see. Okay. So, Manny, I am so sorry to hear that. I'm just very aware of this situation because it's very much in your energy here. I just hope you know that I see him starting to, like, settle down in, like, your grandson here, being able to, like, settle down and, like, get back on track with his own energy and things. And I do see your daughter being able to take him on the trip out of state. So I hope you know, like, things are going to get a little better for him. Yeah. So I just hope that gives you at least a little bit of peace of mind, because I do see that happening.
Oh, well, that's great. That's great. That's so good to know that she's going to be able to do something positive. And do you see that the her significant other is going to be leaving her home, or she's going to let him stay?
Let me see here. So this is interesting. So remember that I said this, okay? And I do have to end this in about a minute here because I'm coming towards the end of time.
Yes, I got you.
But I do see him actually, unfortunately, he's going to be staying for a little bit, but I actually see him leaving. I think he's actually going to decide to end things with your daughter, actually. So I don't know why, but I just feel this with him. So I'm just letting you know that I actually do see them kind of separating, but unfortunately that's not going to happen for like a little bit of time. Like I see them together for at least several more months.
I see. Well, okay.
Yeah. But I actually see him leaving after a while.
I think there are times that, there are times that I feel like we're actually, why are you two together? I mean, it must be a comet.
I can think of,
it must be a comet situation. Something you have to play out until it's, you know. I see him actually
leaving. So I'm just letting you know about that. I'm so sorry about all of this, and I'm weighing heavy on you because I feel it very much in your energy. But I just hope you know your grandson's okay, and he's going to be getting a lot better. I see his energy sticking out, and he's going to be able to hang out with
little...
his mom.
Yes, I miss my grandson, but he's my only one, and so he's very attached to me. And I can always go and scoop him up and take him out for lunch or dinner. take him out for dinner or something. Fun to do. He loves skating and stuff like that. So.
That's so great. I'm glad he has you.
Yes.
All right, Maddie. Well, again, I just want to thank you for
Well, you
for
were right on.
Thank you,
Dustin. You definitely picked up on my grandson and the energy, the way I'm feeling, because I guess I feel a little angry sometimes because she really doesn't listen. And I know she has her own mindset, her own life to live. It's her path that she's walking, and it has nothing to do with me. I understand that. But sometimes you just want to see, can you do a little better?
I totally hear you
but
it's
there, comment.
Yeah,
you understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying.
People like what they like, and that's that.
All right, Maddie. Well, thanks again, and I wish you the best of luck, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Dustin. Thank you. Have a great holiday.
You're welcome.
And, okay.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Take care, Maddie.
Okay.
Bye. What a nice lady, Maddie. Oh my gosh, I really feel for her situation, though. That's hard what's all going on there. But again, I want to show you guys that a psychic reading can be just as healing as a mediumship reading. Obviously, this is things that are going on in her life right now with her grandson, you know, and moving to a different location and then the travel out of state. All of that, obviously, you know, she's wanting the relationship to be repaired with her daughter and the grandson, you know. She's saying that her daughter's significant other, you know, she kind of chose him over the son. And the trip out of state's a big deal because I think that's a chance for her grandson to reconnect with her daughter, you know. And so I can't imagine what she's going through, but I want to really show you guys that validating the energy going on with someone and then being able to feel that and feel what's going on and where the energy is heading, you know. Like, I already feel like her daughter's significant other is, I'm thinking about leaving her daughter, actually. We'll see when that happens, but I don't think it'll happen anytime soon. But I do feel that in the energy. So, anyway, I hope you guys can see that, you know. A psychic reading can be just as healing, or it can be what someone needs. They don't always need a mediumship reading. And psychic readings are important when you have an ethical psychic, you know, who's not full of crap or just a fraudulent psychic, you know, a real person who can feel the energy and validate and then be able to give you their interpretation of the energy. You know, that is the mission and the goal of a psychic and a medium, really. You want to validate and then tell you what you're feeling. So I hope that really kind of shed some light on the psychic readings, you know, and how they compare to mediumship readings, you know, that they're not second class or they're not, you know, less healing. You know, I think that was what Maddie needed today. You know, obviously she's very concerned about her grandson. I don't think a mediumship reading would have helped her as much as being able to feel that energy, you know, that's going on with her grandson right now. You know, but of course I could be wrong. Could be full of crap. Maybe she did need to connect with someone. I don't know. But I'm just telling you what I felt today. And you guys can make your own opinions and your own conclusions about that. So I just want to thank you all again for tuning in. I know I had several callers. I had about 15, and I'm sorry I couldn't reach all you guys in these half-hour segments, but I'm just glad that you were able to call today. If you want a psychic reading, you can go to my website, www.dustinlivers.com, and book that, or a mediumship reading, whatever. You can hear it right on my website. And so thanks for tuning in. You can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend and
staying tuned to the next episode. Thanks again. And this is Dustin signing out.